Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that it was refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 25th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is Hour 2 at 2 in the goal always. To protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. All right, we talked last hour, right at the end of the hour, about a headline that I wanted to tease for the last hour, bringing it into this hour. Stench leads to home crawling with stolen tortoises. We're talking about Madagascar, and there's over 10,000 of these, turtles? In this house. But the interesting thing, Kurt, is this thing is like endangered species.
Yeah. I don't understand what they say, Sam. That may be the whole point of the, at least if you wanted to really point out the fact that, well, if they're endangered, how come you get 10,000 of them in one spot?
And who did that? And how did they get it done? If they're so endangered, how do you find 10,000 of them, Kurt?
That's the point, at least I think, you know.
And you also got to trace the money and the details and say, was this done for a scandal? Was this done to create scarcity? What were they going to do with all 10,000 of them in the first place, Kurt?
Yeah, they call them 10,000 stolen tortoises that were all crawling in a home. I guess there was reports of a rancid stench, and I guess somebody went in there, the Madagascar police and the wildlife officials. It was a two-story home in a place called Toliara. Inside the home was, even worse. It was there they found thousands of endangered tortoises crawling in every room of the house. You cannot imagine. It was so awful. Somebody named Swari said they're the regional head of Madagascar's environmental agency. That's what they told the National Geographic. They had tortoises in the bathroom, in the kitchen, everywhere in the house. Officials counted a total of 10,068. These are called poached radiated tortoises. A critically endangered tortoise, they say, that can grow up to 16 inches long and weigh up to 35 pounds as an adult. According to the Smithsonian's National Zoo and Conservation Biology Institute, one more thing I don't know much about, they say these
one
rare
more thing
creatures
I'd get
are,
rid of.
are only found in the extreme southern and southwestern areas of Madagascar. They say tortoises, this is what the president of the Turtle Survival Alliance, you probably didn't know we had one of those, but Rick Hudson there, he's the president, he said,
by the way, we have a TSA and they have one too, huh, Kurt?
Turtle Survival Alliance. He said, tortoises are being harvested at what I'd call an alarming catastrophic rate. You know, Sam, one of the other thing that was interesting about this story.
By the way, baby parts in America are being harvested via the Planned Parenthood taxpayer funded at an alarming rate too, Kurt.
Great point, Sam. Anyway, in my case, we recently had a small old family reunion, and I looked, online for turtles, and was able to acquire a couple of turtles. I don't know if these are the endangered type. You know, I just got them from
Kurt,
some people that
you
were
can't
getting
say
rid
that,
of their turtles.
They're going to have the SWAT team come to your house for illegal turtle hoarding, my friend. You got to be careful.
And they did ask me the question, "Are you going to eat them?" And I was kind of like, I guess people do eat turtles, but I told them I got 20 grandkids and they kind of like, you know, playing with turtles, you know, watching them walk and seeing them do what they
do. You never
do,
thought of eating them, did you there, Kurt?
I didn't think of them in that way. But they say these turtles, these 10,000
plus turtles.
Kurt's
like, play with the turtle, eat the steak, please.
Yeah. But anyway, they say this is what one of the guys, remember the guy at the TSA there, the Turtle Survival Alliance, he said, within the next 20 years, as many as one-third of the world's 300 species of tortoises and freshwater turtles may be gone due to poaching for the international black market. At least, so black people like these, Sam? Says at least 10 species are now extinct.
See, that's associating black with bad, Kurt, the bad market. Right?
I know. Those guys are evil. They should call it the white market. At least 10 species are now extinct in the wild and exist only in captive
breeding
programs.
I got a question, Kurt. How would you know if they're extinct or if they're all in another house somewhere?
Well, Sam, you don't ask these questions. You just have to do exactly what they tell you. They say at least 180 tortoises were found dead at the scene. I would add in this story... no mention of the details of the personal funerals for each of the turtles. None of that in the story, Sam.
Anyway, sad to say, interesting, but, you know, when we got all the problems, we're trying to drain the swamp. And there's a stench up there in Washington, D.C., I'll tell you right now, and there's 10,000 more bureaucrats and swamp monsters and lobbyists and, I mean, all these kind of people. There ain't no endangered species over there for that, Kurt. That's for sure.
Great point.
Hey,
by the way,
there is an endangered species with constitutional Americans that truly believe in what they say and take action to get it done. They're an endangered species in America today. Aren't they, Kurt?
That's a great point, Sam. Just a little bit more real important news, Sam, for you. Apparently, President Trump tried to wipe off some dandruff off the French president's shoulder. And, you know, I mean, this is the kind of in-depth kind of reporting you've got to have. And then I was trying to find out who all showed up for the dinner and what was on the menu. I mean, because these are things, I mean, you've got to know. Man, there's not a lot of detail.
Yeah, he was trying to be nice to the French president and just kind of quickly do it and not have the media focus on it. But then they laser-like focused on it, and they're like, oh, Donald's response to the French president is better than his response to his own wife. And, you know, and they're just acting so weird, so unnecessary, so ridiculous. It's beyond. But again, as they get more desperate, Kurt, we see more and more and more outright just hostility. In a press that claimed they were above that fray, right, Kurt?
Right.
All right.
But it's not true.
Well, here's another point. Well, of course it's not true. The mainstream press tells it to you. All right, now, here's another point. So, Anderson Cooper, we brought this up last hour. He says, hey, how come the good guys aren't still doing their job? And I mentioned that a lot of these people are such under siege, they can't do their jobs, Kurt. Your next headline points that reality out big time. EPA's Scott Pruitt in the news, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. And Trent Baker writes this piece for Breitbart. It says, EPA's Pruitt declares end to Obama's war on coal. EPA shouldn't pick winners and losers in energy industry.
Boy, howdy, is that spot on. But all we can talk about is, oh my gosh, Scott had protection around him. Because people are trying to kill him. What?
I guess he was on a New York AM station called the Cats Roundtable. It's a radio show there that I'm not familiar with. It doesn't mean it's not good. It just means I don't know what it is. And he said this. He says, we're in the process of making sure that we're not picking winners and losers. It's not the job of this agency or any job in the federal government to use regulatory power to favor one sector of the economy over another. And what you saw with the past administration is just that, an attitude that says fossil fuel is something that should be diminished in favor of what renewables. That doesn't mean renewables shouldn't be a part of our electricity generation mix. It should be. But to use regulatory power to favor renewables at the expense of natural gas, oil, and coal is just something that's not within the regulatory powers of this agency.
See, amen to that. And see, Scott's pitching the same point that I'm making about this renewable energy stuff, Kurt. I'm all for it. But you know what? Not with the manipulations that are going on to favor it and protect it and subsidize it and manipulate it into forced adoption.
That's right. And he said, and so we're fixing that. That sounds kind of...
No wonder the guy has to have a bigger security detail. All these whacked out environmental turtle-loving nuts are going crazy on... And Scott's like, man, I got to protect my life from these crazies that take away guns from the good guys and they're armed to the teeth. I got to... Do you blame the poor guy, Kurt?
Nope. I sure
don't, Sam. Anyway, I think this is a great highlight of my whole point, though. This is a long-form answer to Anderson Cooper's question, Kurt. EPA's Pruitt declares an end to Obama's war on coal. EPA should not pick winners and losers in the energy industry. I couldn't have wrote it better myself, Kurt. Good for Breitbart. Good
like
for the author.
Story.
Good for Scott Pruitt. Good for Donald. Good for common sense. I'm just saying.
I know. It's surprising.
Ooh. Kurt wants to tell me about a Scottish female karate fighter. No, don't give it away before the break, Kurt. This is incredible stuff. I'm telling you right now, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. This is a brilliant, tiny think tank, not funded by the government, full of solutions and fun on your radio. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Good for Scott Pruitt, doing a good job, spot on. All right, we're going to tell you about this Scottish female karate fighter in the news. This is a real solution for the Me Too movement, isn't it, Kurt?
Yeah, just imagine.
By the way, this lady's starting the Not Me Too movement.
Yeah, good point. And imagine if she was even equipped with, well, even other items. Like
one of them rape me nots or something, a gun?
Yeah, good point. Jack Montgomery writes this piece for Breitbart, and the headline reads, Scottish karate fighter escapes illegal migrants who planned to rape her by kicking them in the balls, the story says. Subheadline, a keen karate practitioner was able to fend off two illegal immigrants or illegal migrants accused of attempted rape by kicking them in the balls in the town of Forfar, Scotland. I've never been that far in Scotland. But anyway, the woman was walking home, they say, from the Royal Nightclub.
Hold on, have you been to Scotland even?
No.
Because that's a place I'd like to really like Scotland, to go, by the way.
Yeah, good point. They say the woman was walking home from the Royal Nightclub when 28-year-old Mohammed Islam, that's his last name, Islam, I'm sure it's not made up. It's probably just, an accident.
It's one of them weird coincidences, that an Islam migrant named Islam who wants a gazillion virgins tries to rape a lady and she stops him with her. What, or feet licensed as weapons, Kurt?
That's right. So you had a 28-year-old guy and a 48-year-old guy, Shihab is the other guy, and they attacked her. That's according to the Scottish Sun. Dundee Sheriff Court heard the woman had left the club after spotting one of the migrant men staring at her and was walking down the high street towards home when the guy named Islam, who was observed stalking her 300 yards back. Now, that's pretty far back. With his accomplice by those cameras they have put up over there. They call them the CCTV cameras. He suddenly appeared. He asked the woman if she wanted to be walked home to distract her. And then the other guy pounced on her from behind, pinned her to the ground. But the story says the plucky Scotswoman fought back harder than expected, throwing punches at her attackers, headbutting them, and kicking them in where we told you about.
Now, I'm not really for violence, escape. Kurt, but I am for these actions of self-defense, mind
she
you.
She said in court, this is what she said. She said, my mind went blank. I thought I was going to be raped. The incident has had a big effect on me. I've had a lot of panic attacks and anxiety. I feel very uncomfortable and insecure. Well, she should there in her country. They say the guy there, they call him he's a type of Scottish prosecutor. He told the jury that the victim had given powerful and persuasive evidence that the migrants, said she dropped her bag during the struggle and the men weren't interested in that. So what were they interested in? Well, she added, if they hadn't picked someone proficient in karate to target, then the, being raped may well have happened. However, they say, while they were initially charged with assault with intent to rape, they were ultimately convicted only for assault with intent to rape deleted from the charge, which should mean a significantly softer sentence.
It also means that we don't highlight the reality of what immigration does when illegals with ill intent come into a country and et cetera. So they're manipulating the reality and the results. Speaking of doing that, there is a CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm not sure what they're preventing, but nevertheless, they've got a study the anti-gun lobby doesn't want you to know about, Kurt.
Yeah, and I found this very interesting because I had found this story in that same day I heard Rush Limbaugh talk about it. But let me read the headline from Breitbart. It's by A.W.R. Hawkins, and the headline goes, unpublished CDC study confirms over 2 million annual defensive gun uses.
Now, the liberals have been throwing around the term about 100,000 in an effort to minimize it. Now you find out they've been lying about the numbers, peddling fake news, and the CDC knew the truth all along and didn't publish it. So now the CDC is in bed with the liberal media to promote a false narrative, Kurt.
Shocking, Sam. I just can't believe they would do such a thing. I mean, this is just so out of the character for them.
Telling you right now, what about the thugs? What is the CDC preventing?
Good point, Sam. At least to me, the thing that was interesting when I heard Rush Limbaugh mention it, number one, I was really surprised that he'd mention it at all. But number
well, he's got to have enough to make right the conservatives feel like he's doing their bidding, Kurt. So that once in a while, they hit on something right.
He mentioned it maybe in the last 15 seconds of the hour, and he said, more details on this later. Now, I know this is going to shock you, but I don't think later ever came. The time for more details on this ever came. And yet, this is a story that ought to be really pushed. It ought to be told big.
Well, here's what really should happen. We should be in Washington, D.C., at a national press club and mall rally to promote and defend the God-given unalienable right of self-defense. We should highlight this Scottish karate lady, maybe fly her in to speak. We can talk about the unpublished Center for Disease Control and Prevention study when over 2 million defensive gun uses are in play. There's so many things we could do to highlight this, but see, Kurt, I can't get anybody together for a rally. Everybody tells me it's not even important, Kurt.
That's a great point, Sam. I guess Reason Magazine basically talked about this unpublished CDC findings where they explained that a figure of 2.46 million, they call them DGUs. Now, you might not be familiar with what a DGU is, Sam, but DGU stands for Defensive Handgun Uses. A DGU, you know.
Yes, sir, I'm for those.
So, yeah, I know. Anyway, they say they never released the findings. This is the Center
for Disease Control. Now, by the way, I would like to do a study, too, that says they were going to do this study, and if the findings were in their favor, were they going to release it? See, that's another question that you got to ask. Who commissioned the study? Was the problem is it didn't come back the way they had hoped, Kurt, or what?
Yep, they say the... They indicated that an average 2.46 million U.S. adults used a gun for self-defense in each of the years from 96 through 98, almost exactly confirming the estimate that several people already had, you know, on our side at least. You know, it's too bad. That
the other question is, why are the studies 20 years old, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, come on. But again,
not enough tax dollars.
The evidence is clear and true. The problem is they want to manipulate it, bury it, and lie and pervert the truth. And the problem is they have a big enough media stick to where they're very hard to counteract. With Rush Limbaugh speaking up about it for 15 seconds, with Sam and Kurt drilling into it, with a couple of other people doing a good job reporting it, Daily Caller and others have reported it. Good on them. But again, how are we going to move the needle on the education about this reality check? And why isn't this the national narrative discussion? Where's the Donald to tweet out? Unpublished CDC study confirms over 2.4 million annual defense gun uses. Guns in the hands of good guys. Where's Donald to tweet that, Kurt?
Imagine that, Sam. Good point.
He's probably too busy trying to hold his wife's hand.
Yeah, that's possible.
Having dinner and such. Anyway, all I'm telling you is good on the truth for this study. The question is, when was this study released, Kurt? It was conducted on data for 20 years ago. When was this thing even released? Or,
well, at least I
known about, or what's the deal?
Yeah, and somebody was studying up about it, you know. I guess some of the details were released in 2015, and then others... about these DGUs.
So let me tell you, do a study. When was the study conducted? Do we know that?
Well, they say the CDC study conducted on data from 96, 97, and 98 was, you know, uncovered.
Yeah, I get that.
They say the study, which was never released to the public, shows approximately 2.46 DGUs, million DGUs per year.
Yeah, but when was this conducted, and why would it be conducted on 20-year-old data? Has this been buried for 20 years, or do they just look way back in history?
As far as I can see, it's been buried. You know, it's like those climate change guys that don't agree with it. They don't really want to bring it out.
And they call us fake news folks, huh? All right, taking them on day by day. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. News that the networks refuse to use. I guess the California Assembly. So that's the House side of California. They call it the Assembly down there. It's not the Senate. But they're pretty hostile, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And I mean, it doesn't seem like they're for pro-choice and all that kind of stuff. But the headline says, Chris Street is the author, by the way. And the headline says, California Assembly passes bill banning gay conversion therapy, inviting First Amendment challenge. A sub-headline says, they say that this bill that was passed by the Assembly, not the Senate yet, by the way, that could make selling a book or giving a paid speech or preaching a sermon suggesting that it says gay people change their lifestyle, well, that would be illegal as a deceptive business practice. This bill is AB 2943. It inserts provisions into the state's business and professions code to the effect that advertising, offering to engage in, or engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual is a deceptive business practice, and it's subject to fines and
penalties. Now, here's the deal. So you're allowed to change your sex, your gender, but you're not allowed to change your preferences for sex.
Good point, Sam.
What's up with that? Furthermore, though, what's the translation, Kurt? Flee California or what?
I would say, or basically
fight
just...
fight back?
Somehow you've got to get some sense into a government, but at least the good news about this story is at least it hasn't been passed by the Senate, as far as I can tell, and or hasn't gone to the governor, so it's not really law, but it's, I mean, they say it passed 50-14, Sam.
Whoa. Not enough good guys, I'll tell you that right now. Our prayers are with them.
Yeah.
All right, now. Kurt Crosby has been known to do these things. When I'm on the road with him, he does this stuff. Okay, so we're going to tell you a story about a lady. And this could be Kurt Crosby so easily. So if we're hanging out at breakfast or something like that, Kurt might grab an apple or a banana or something like that and put it in his computer bag so that, you know, later during the day he can snack on something or whatever. It's a smart practice to save money and to eat healthy and those kinds of things. Well, I guess a lady tried to take a Kurt playbook page and... Well, it didn't go well for her, did it, Kurt?
That's right. The headline reads, from WorldNet Daily, by the way, headline reads, free airline apple costs woman $500 at customs.
Now, yeah, by the way, it's a free Delta airline apple, right, Kurt?
Yeah, I guess so, Sam. It says, beware of accepting free fruit from flight attendants during international travel. They say it can cost you big time. Crystal, boy, now Siri's thinking she's got to talk to me. I didn't even say Steve.
You said Apple, Kurt.
Oh, okay. Go back to sleep, Siri. But I say Apple during the day sometimes, don't I? I mean.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Anyway. You're not on the radio, buddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Crystal Tadlock says she found out the hard way when she accepted an Apple on a Delta flight from France to Denver, Colorado.
So next time when I tell Kurt, as he says, do you want to save an apple? I'm like, no, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not hungry at the time, she inadvertently placed it in her carry-on. When she
Could you imagine customs, of all the crimes in America, that being a significant fine for this one, Kurt?
Oh, yeah. When she got to customs, the agent asked her if her trip to France had been expensive. She said, I said, yeah. She recalled this for the Denver TV station. She said, I didn't really get why he was asking that question. And then he said, it's about to get a lot more expensive after I charge you $500. While she was not too happy about the charge, she's also angry with the airline for not warning passengers about going to customs with fruit from the flight.
Well, and here's the thing. She said, hey, can I just get rid of the apple? I didn't intend to really bring it here. It was just... I mean, it was just happenstance accident that it's even here. I'm willing to give up the apple. Oh, no. She can't do that, Kurt. Now, if Hillary's like, I didn't mean to have these, you know, classified documents over here, they're like, no harm, no foul. When this lady brings an apple to customs by mistake because she got it from the airline, see, it's kind of like buying water inside the airport. You think, well, this water's okay to take, right? Oh, no, Kurt. See, this is the double standard. This is where it just runs off the rails psychotic, and we're trying to keep innocents out of prison and innocents out of fines and things. Where's Donald on this one, Kurt?
Yep, yep, good point. And, you know, they searched her bag and found this evil.
Now, a little hint for Delta, Kurt, just so you know. Yeah. They should have stepped up to the plate on Twitter and said, we'll pay not only for the apple cost of $500, but we will start to train people to make sure people are aware of this going forward. We're so sorry this happened to one of our customers, our passengers, who we believe that we should protect and care for. And so we're not only going to pay her fine of $500, we're going to do our best to negotiate with customs to solve this. We are going to take her advice and warn people going forward. We're so sorry about this, and we're going to give her a free plane ticket for her troubles. Just imagine they would have got millions of dollars of coverage out of that for free, Kurt, if they had Sam Bushman as their marketing strategist.
Good point, Sam. And one other thing that you know, would be really cool to see is that Delta probably wouldn't want to do this because that would make them be the evil souls. But, you know, Sam, how in the world does anybody keep up with the ideas that all the laws and all the rules you know, you're thinking you've just got this one little apple. Certainly, if they found it,
if she had pornography, it would have been fine. You have an apple. Yeah. Everything good's got to be shut down, okay?
Good.
So that's the part that you got to understand. It's not about an apple. It's about shutting down good at every turn. Now, the other point is this. They always say that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
The apple a day doesn't keep the government away. They're so tyrannical and so regulatory and so abusive that they can never let this one go. But just think what a marketing opportunity that Delta had. They struck out, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and so did the customs people, at least in my opinion.
Amen. Couldn't agree more.
They looked like the evil souls, well, that they pretty much are, apparently. You know, I mean, imagine not, you know, having to just go at this thing for $500 for an apple.
I mean, just insanity. Insane. Ladies, and this is why we criticize government, and then they go, you're anti-government. You don't believe anything matters but the Constitution. You don't believe in the rule of law, do you? And we're like, well, we just want to lock Hillary up and let the apple lady go, please. And they're like, you're crazy.
And you're a racist.
And I don't know what color any of them are, Kurt.
And ask yourself this simple question. If you hear this story from us, and we got it from WorldNet Daily, why didn't you hear this somewhere else? And why don't we go ahead and straighten out this silly law that says if somebody's got some apple, they get charged $500. I mean, it's the swamp monsters.
I mean, they act like she brought a gun to customs, Kurt.
Yeah.
I mean, they might have just taken the gun away or something. Oh, if she brought a Bible now, Kurt, that would get her $1,000 fine, probably. It's just, this is what I mean. It's just insanity. Speaking of apple.
Nuts.
Now we're switching from, you know, a real apple, trying to bring it to customs by mistake. Sorry about that. To the Apple Corporation, Kurt, that spies on everybody, as Kurt documents on the air, oftentimes it's Siri spying on Kurt. He made the mistake of saying the word Apple too loudly around that there device. And wow. But Apple is in the news, and Apple is planning to launch a new subscription service, right, Kurt?
That's right, Sam. And what I was going to ask you is, I guess they don't have enough. They bought a company there at Apple. This company's called Texture. I don't know if you knew about this, but I guess.
Yeah, what is it? They're trying to get into the TV business? Is that the deal?
You know, I'm not really sure. I just figured it sounds almost like the way Microsoft would do it in the past.
Yeah, we don't develop our own Intel and build a better mousetrap. We just simply buy somebody else that did it, shut them down, co-opt it into our thing, and then basically destroy the whole reason it was created in the first place is what really happens.
Because Mark Gurman and Jerry Smith have this piece that says Apple is planning to launch a news subscription service, subheadlines, company integrating Texture purchase into Apple News offering. About 20 Texture staff were cut soon after Apple acquisition.
So he told you they're already on their way to ruining it. So this is a news service. Now, I said TV. There's another headline where they're trying to work on getting into the TV business. This one's news, though, and Texture basically is a system. And I don't have all the intel on it because I'm just doing it off my memory. I don't watch them every day. But in general, Texture is kind of an idea that we will basically feed you news, Kurt, push news to you based on keywords and kind of like a voting mechanism of like, dislike stories or which ones do you like. And it's supposed to get smarter and smarter and smarter with contextual content based on your likes and the things that you read and based on your social interactions with the news service. Again, I hope Apple doesn't ruin it. It's all I got to say, but they already laid off 20 of probably some of the best people that built it in the first place. So in my humble opinion, it's headed in the wrong direction as the big corporations try to control news as gatekeepers and claim us as peddling fake news, huh?
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, NFL in the news. There's a reason we bring it up. This legitimate, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Sam. You know, at least it's too bad. You don't hear much about this everywhere else, but the headline from WorldNet Daily, NFL first-round quarterback pick quit football to make Jesus number one. Whoa. No one quite understood why Titans quarterback Jake Locker walked away from a multi-million-dollar contract in the NFL in 2015. There was speculation about injuries, fear of concussions, not having the stomach for football, money, but leave he did after playing 30 games, passing for 4,967 yards and completing 27 touchdown passes. He vanished from the public view without giving any interviews. At 26, he left the game before most quarterbacks reached their prime, and there were plenty of offers from other teams, some looking for a starter, others a solid backup. 3 years later, he bared his soul to a Sports Illustrated reporter whose story appears this week, and he explained why what Locker did was such an unusual thing. In this century, no other healthy and reasonably effective NFL quarterback has chosen to step away as quickly as Locker. I'd never heard of this guy before. Long story short, you haven't
because they don't want to promote heroes, Kurt.
Well, yeah. It says, long story short, it's all about Jesus and family. Locker said he never felt compelled to explain his decision in detail. He said, I didn't need to because it was my decision, my life, that was good enough for me. Today, Locker's back home where he grew up near Ferndale, Washington. Now with his own young family of three children on a refurbished farm with cattle purchased with his NFL fortune. He's coaching his old high school football team, or at least working with the quarterbacks. He still loves football. He's just, well, the NFL life that he left behind. He also turned down an offer from the Los Angeles Angels to play baseball. That just wasn't in his heart.
Guy sounds like a lot like Tim, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Locker would have been the first round draft pick in the the first round draft pick in the NFL at the age of 21, but he decided to stay in school for another year, probably losing at least $18 million through that choice. He loved school and wanted to finish his history degree. The turning point for Locker came in his first year in the NFL when he was invited to fly to Orlando for a pro athletes outreach conference that looked at God's design for your life. It says there he heard hip-hop artist Lecrae and felt an immediate connection. After becoming successful, Lecrae explained the pressure to keep it real overwhelmed him, until finally he chose to end the double life. he'd prioritize Jesus and his family above all else.
Now, let me stop there and talk about this double life. What they're saying is when you become an athlete, when you become a talk show host, when you become a musician, when you become a whatever that gets you this popularity, if you're not very, very careful, you get kind of into this priestcraft idea where you set yourself up to get gain, you set yourself up to be praised of the world, and, you know, you start to do things and behave in ways that are contrary to the come follow me invitation from the Savior Jesus Christ. And this guy basically said, hey, I'm not going to have, you know, a foot in both worlds, and I'm not going to choose that life. I want a life of a follower of Christ. So he, what, creates a traditional God-ordained marriage. He invites children to the earth to be raised by him and his wife. He backs Christian principles. He goes on the local level and spends his time with children and making a difference in people's lives. This is a story that, in my opinion, ought to be top news, Kurt.
Good point, Sam. Yeah, yeah.
And we're looking for role models. And this guy, all I can tell you is good for WorldNet Daily to bring it to our attention. Who else is talking about it, Kurt? Anybody?
I hadn't seen it. I'd never even heard of the guy.
I never heard of it until you brought it up. Now, who's this hip-hop guy named Lecrae? Lecrae, how do you spell Lecrae?
I hadn't heard him either. It's L-A-E-C-R-A-E.
Say it again.
But... L-E-C-R-A-E.
Lecrae. All right. Anyway, I don't know who that guy is, but again, that's music influencing somebody's life. And I know a lot of people that have taken the different road, Kurt. I know that we've done that with our show. You know, we could be a whole lot more Republican establishment stuff and probably get a lot of radio stations. But it's not what we believe in doing. There's a lot of people like that. There's a guy by the name of Dallin Bayless who had the chance to be on the big stage in New York and everything else. And he chose to let go of that lifestyle. And he now does very small crowds and still is a musician, but it's a different life. I know Jenny Oaks Baker, a well-known graduate of the Juilliard School or whatever, who's an incredible violinist. She had those opportunities back in New York, and she basically turned away from them to go to her family. And there's people doing this left and right. And I wish we could highlight these people as role models.
Yep.
And I commend this NFL round first draft pick guy that decides he wants to make Jesus number one. You know, his story ought to be told.
Yeah.
And I at least commend
children,
the folks for telling it. Kurt.
Crazy stuff. Yeah.
Oh, great stuff.
WorldNet Daily.
Steve Young was another guy who really, in my opinion, didn't let the, you know, stardom get to him. Played for the 49ers. Great example again. I mean, there's many of them. That one guy that's a baseball player, I can't remember his name right now, but they mocked him and said, you're going to go drink a beer after the game? And he's like, that's a clown question, bro. I don't drink beer. Come on. Okay, that kind of stuff is the example that we need more and more and more of in society. Anyway. All right, business GOP. Squash e-verify ballot in Florida, Kurt. This is interesting.
Yeah, there you go, Sam. You know, and when you look at they basically want to have that free labor, right? And that's what happened here in this case. The GOP squashed the, and that's the Republicans, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. But they didn't want to have that e-verify thing, which is basically, you know, the thing that sees if you're a real citizen or not. And down in Florida, somebody wanted to pass that, but Neil Monroe writes this piece for Breitbart, but it says Florida's GOP-dominated bipartisan constitutional commission killed off a plan to put E-Verify on the November ballot, but did approve several ballots on minor issues such as dog racing.
I see. Now, what do you think, though, about this? Are you an E-Verify supporter, Kurt?
Well, here's the problem. You know, you need to know if people are voting, well, if they should be voting, right, Sam? And if you like every other place, you got to show your driver's license, you got to show, you know, that you live there or something. And now to say that you can vote without some kind of proof that you should be voting, I, you know, my problem is, they tell us there's no vote fraud, but you see these reports like this over and over and over in so many places. And that's what's going on here. Once again, it's just more proof that vote fraud really is, well, alive and well, I'd say.
Amen to that. There's no doubt voter fraud's alive and well. But it's interesting, this E-Verify discussion, because on one hand you say, well, the federal government shouldn't have this database on everybody.
Yeah.
But the problem, in Kurt's point, is that they've got it on everybody already.
Yeah.
How do you back out of that? I mean, you got to shut down the security system, you got to shut down E-Verify. You know, there's a big debate about this. Now, I don't want a national ID card, but it's hard for me to disagree with this idea that, hey, we shouldn't have illegals voting.
Well, at least in the states could take care of it themselves, and that's what should happen. But it says 20 states have laws requiring at least some employers to use E-Verify. You got Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Tennessee that mandate it for all employers. Florida Governor Rick Scott in 2011 signed an executive order directing state agencies and their contractors to use the system. But, you know, in my opinion, it's part of where the federal government shouldn't really be involved.
Amen to that.
The states take care of it and clean up their action.
And here's where I would provide direction, Kurt, to say, you know, this is a little bit to the point where we teach to the ideal. I don't think we should have a database like this at all. There's no federal government authority to have that. At the same time, Kurt would say, and rightly so, yes, Sam, but we live in the real. It's not even on the table to get rid of this entirely. So even if it's a good idea, it's not even on the table for discussion. However, we got to stop illegals from voting. And we're also got to find a way not to blame employers and raid their offices and say they're hiring illegals. You know, how do you work through all that? Anyway, very interesting discussion to say the least. And again, we teach the ideal, but we must live in the real. And that's kind of where that it's very difficult for answers on some of this stuff. And my solution would be, as Kurt says, to look to the states for guidance and to look for ways to not pry into people's lives, but maybe keep track of the non-citizen database rather than the citizen database. And if you are in this country and you're not on the non-citizen database, it means you haven't come legally. In other words, you could track the outside people rather than the inside people and track just the opposite. So if people want solutions, there it is. Hey, if you're in this country legally, but you're not a citizen, we can track you. We should. That doesn't mean we have to track the citizens, but we could know the same information from the opposite side of the reporting discussion. And then if you're here and you're not on the not citizens list, but you get caught for something or whatever, and you can't prove your citizenship with normal documents, such as a driver's license or local things on the state level, then we'd have a way to literally say, hey, or if you don't have a Social Security number, to pay your Social Security taxes or whatever. There's ways to track this that doesn't create more invasive abuse on the citizenry. All right, last story before the end of the hour, headline. Wind and solar power are driving up electricity prices, experts now say. Jason Hopkins writes the piece, Kurt. Let me say it again. Wind and solar power are driving up electricity prices. Now, I agree that's true, and that's my criticism of some of these technologies. They blame it on the technologies aren't very stable, Kurt, that they don't produce solid, consistent energy is the problem. I think that's part of the problem, but I think there's a bigger problem, the elephant in the room, and they're ignoring. Do you know what it is?
Government regulation, government promotion, just like that EPA story we already gave.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Spot on, and that's my problem with it. We could have solar and wind and all these other awesome new energy opportunities without increasing costs, Kurt, because they'd only have viability in the market, the free market, if the government did not meddle and if they were brought to the table in meaningful ways to where if they were valuable and they dropped the cost or made things more efficient, people would embrace them. And if they didn't, they wouldn't. Isn't that the way it ought to be?
Imagine that, having to compete in the market.
Ooh, wow.
Free enterprise.
See, we knew you were talking crazy stuff on the radio. There you have it. Common sense solutions every day on your radio. 6 days a week, we take a break on the Sabbath, and we pray you will do the same. LibertyRoundtable.com, live archives, and live and archives are free. LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate to both today. We need your support to grow our presence in the media. We declare this nation shall endure.